Track 21.
How old is the internet? Different experts suggest different dates. It depends on what they understand the internet to be. We know that in 1965, the Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPA, under the U.S. Department of Defense, began work on a system to connect computers. They called the project ARPANET. On September 2, 1969, in a laboratory at the University of California, Professor Leonard Kleinrock connected the first two machines. For many people, that day the internet was born. The next month, they sent the first message to a computer at Stanford University. By January 1970, ARPANET connected computers in four American universities. And by the following year, there were 23 in the system, connecting different universities and research institutes. In 1973, Ray Tomlinson sent the first email via ARPANET. In the same year, the net went international, connecting computers in England and Norway. The next step was to connect different networks and to create an internet work. In 1974, Bob Kahn and Vincent Cerf invented a software called TCP/IP that connected networks using different operating systems. On January 1, 1983, this software became the universal language of the internet. Many experts think that this event was the real birth of the internet because it made it possible to link different networks in one web. More and more networks joined the system, and the number of connected computers increased dramatically, from 10,000 in 1984 to 100,000 in 1987. By the early 1990s, the network was accessible to anyone in the world with a computer. In 1992, the number of hosts reached 1 million. In 1993, two programmers, Mark Andreessen and Eric Bina, launched the first version of Mosaic, the first graphics-based browser of the type we all use today, which made the internet an easy means to browse websites, get information, and spread news.